today is a special message. I mean, there's some really neat graphics that you're going to see in this message today that we created. And I sort of come up with some of the ideas. People help me. But then Raj has to take my ideas and make them show up on the screen. Amen? Which is not easy. Especially me being the guy trying to give you the ideas. But anyway, it's a really neat message today. We're in a series called The Prince of Peace. Can you say that with me? The Prince of Peace. It's also a play on words. It's the Prince. The Prince of Peace. So we looked at message on the Prince. We look at message on the Prince. And today's message is the imprints of the who? The Prince. The imprints of the Prince on me. What kind of impression is he making on me? What kind of mark is he making on me? And am I now showing forth the Prince coming out of my life? You got it down? Know where we're headed now? That's what we're talking about. So let's do a little review over where we've been the last couple of weeks in this little series. Not going to take a long time. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called, say it with me, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, help me, the Prince of Peace. So we looked at that. What is this all about? Jesus being the Prince of Peace. Obviously, when Jesus came, the Jewish people wanted him to kick Rome's tail. Remember? That's what they wanted. They wanted him to save now and free us from Rome. Well, obviously, the peace he brought must be some other kind of peace because that didn't happen, did it? And he was actually crucified. He was killed. Obviously, there's turmoil in our world today. There's not peace in our world today. So what is this Prince of Peace business anyway? The word peace is the word in Hebrew, the word shalom. Say that with me. Shalom. And y'all already knew all that. That's the only Hebrew we all know. Shalom. That's it. Peace. Okay? So we looked at a message on that, and we saw that this kind of peace is not like peace, baby. It's a little more than that. It's more than kick Rome's tail and save us. It meant something deeper than that. And you see it all through the Bible. Ezekiel 37:26. I will make a what? Covenant of peace. That's what the Prince of Peace did and can do for you. He can make a covenant with God on your behalf. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will place them and multiply them. I will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. So this was a covenant peace with God that Jesus Christ made for us. Now hang in here and don't go to sleep on me, okay? Hang in here. Here we go. This covenant peace with God, we're reviewing real quick. It means because of Jesus, I am now complete. I am sound. I have sound footing now. My feet's on the rock. Got it? Say, of Jesus Christ. This peace I have means that I have a tranquility about me. It doesn't mean I don't still have crazy issues with my head and stuff like that, but it means I've got it settled. My mind's made up. Jesus Christ is the answer for my life. Amen? This covenant peace means I'm content. I don't need to worry anymore, go down any other roads, look under any bushes for eternal life. I've found eternal life in Jesus Christ my Lord. I'm content. It means, say it with me, I am what? A friend of God. So this shalom business is a pretty big deal, isn't it? It's more than just peace, brother. It's all this that we have in Jesus Christ. So he is the Prince of Peace. And by the way, can you say that with me? Jesus Christ is. Come on, one more time. Jesus Christ is. Christmas, this wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the one who came, he's what this is all about. He is Christmas, this peace that he has brought to our heart. Jesus Christ was born to die so that we could live. That's why he came. He didn't come just so we could set up manger scenes and get all fuzzy and warm feelings. Okay, that's not why he came. That's beautiful, but he was born to do what? Die so that we could what? Live. That's why he came, the Prince of Peace. Last week, we look at this passage of Scripture, another message, Luke 2:34 and 35. There is a dark side of Christmas. I know we just love, you know, oh, holy night, the stars are bright and shining. You know, we just love that, and that's nice, and I like it too. But you know what? There's a dark side to the Christmas story. And we talked about it last week. And here is Jesus. He's 8 days old. He's been circumcised. He's at the temple with his parents, and this man who is waiting to see Messiah. He's prayed for this day. He comes up and he prophesies to Mary. Can you imagine that young mother holding that little baby? And this guy comes out of the woodwork and look what he says. And Simeon blessed them And then he said unto his mother, Mary, behold, this child is set for the fall and rise again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword, Mary, will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Like I said last week, that is not what you tell a mother with a new baby. You know what I'm saying? Three things he said, and we saw it. He said, this child is going to be a stone. Many are going to stumble over him, Mary. But, hallelujah, many are going to stand because of him. Amen? And then he said, Mary, this child is going to be a sign. The word is miracle. And today, and he says, many are going to speak against this child, Mary, that you have. And many are doing that today. Is Jesus Christ a myth to you, or is he the miracle of God? Is he the miracle of God? If you receive the miracle, I ain't talking about getting your miracle so you can get your foot better or something. I'm talking about receiving a miracle so you can have eternal life and have your sins forgiven. Are you listening today? Amen. He is the miracle of God. That's who he is. Or is he a myth? He said a sword's going to pierce your soul. And the question is this. Has that sword pierced your soul? Do you have the peace of God because your heart has been pricked by the Holy Spirit, the living God, and you know that you're a sinner, and you know that Christ is the way, the truth, the life, and you put your faith and trust in him? He has broken through your old hard heart. Has he done that? Say. Or are you still living in your pride? All about you. I'll be fine. I don't need him. So, Simeon made that prophecy. Boy, that prophecy came true, didn't it? Say. See, we're looking at it on the backside now. He's the Prince of Peace, and he has the Prince of Peace, where you can be saved. Now let's go further with the message this morning. We got time. We're doing good. Here we go. The imprints of the Prince. That's what we're talking about. What we just talked about, the Peace and the Prince, how has that impacted your life? And let's look at it. I think you'll get something out of this if you'll hang in here with me. Galatians 6:14. We're going to look at two passages of Scripture this morning, Galatians 6 and Ephesians 4. They're not too far apart. If you've got your Bible, you can find them. Otherwise, they'll be right here on the screen for you. Galatians 6, the Apostle Paul writing, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature, or a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, there's our word, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me. Say that last part with me. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Can you say it with me again? For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Just so you can get it down one more time. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. We're talking today about the imprints of the Prince. Do you bear in your body the marks of Jesus? That's the question this morning. We put it on the table. Okay? Paul said this real fast. He said, I'll glory in the cross. We're moving. He says, nothing else matters except that cross. Are you listening? Nothing else matters but that. He said, I am a new creature. Can you say that with me? I am a new, come on, one more time. I am a new creature. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new what? Creature, creation. Behold, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So Paul's giving this little talk over in Galatians. He then says, peace be with those who keep this rule. If you want peace in your life, listen to me now, this is important. If you want peace in your life, we're so screwed up in church. We keep every other crazy, dumb rule there is. I used to keep a rule that my hair couldn't touch my ears. It couldn't touch my collar, and look what happened to me. Do you see what I'm saying? I did. I was showed right in the Scripture, it's a shame for a man to have long hair. It's a shame if you got hair. Oh, you can talk like that all day, but if you ain't got no hair, it ain't no shame if you had some long hair. The point is, it's something how we pull things out of Scripture and we make them such an issue. You know, and ladies, you remember you couldn't wear anything but a dress to church. Because if you wore anything other than a dress, you won't properly dress. Is that yes or no true? It's something how we have these rules. I still use the King James Bible. I like the old King James personally for me. But you know what? Other people use different translations. There's some good translations out there. But there were many of us that used to think this is the only Bible. If you use any other Bible, you're second class. You think I'm kidding or not? No, I'm not kidding. You're taught that you got to dress a certain way. Preachers are supposed to wear what? Say it. Suits! Why? Do you see what I'm saying? We have so many rules. You need to keep this sacrament. You need to be baptized this way. You need to do it this way. Obviously, if the Scripture teaches certain things, I think we ought to stay as close to the Scriptures as Scripture says. Amen? But we come up with all these rules. And here's what Paul said. Peace be with those who keep this rule, that I will glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. And nothing else, circumcision, uncircumcision, nothing else matters because I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen? You got it today. Praise the Lord. The imprints of the prison. We're getting somewhere. And then he says this, pop it up. He says, no man can really trouble me. If I am a Christian, if I am saved, if I know Christ, if I've done what the Bible says, why do I let somebody with some rule or some this or some that trouble me? Paul says, no man can trouble me. And then he said this. I love this. Pop it up, Rod. I have the marks of Jesus in me. I have, say that with me. I have the marks of Jesus in me. Also, I don't measure up to you. And I don't measure up to your denomination or your standard or your whatever. Guess what? I'm not going to spend time wringing my hands or being troubled about that because I have the marks of Jesus in me. I knew Gary before 1977, December 18th, when I was saved. I know I'm saved. I know I have the Holy Spirit. Occasionally, I'll get a call from somebody that will meet somebody that says, have you been baptized in the Spirit? Do you have the Spirit? Because if you don't fall down laughing in the floor like you'll see on Christian TV, or if you don't kick and scream or cluck like a chicken, excuse me, I know I'm being ugly right here, but if you don't do this, or if you don't talk in tongues, or if you don't heal, or if you can't do this, then you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something, friend. I would rather have the mark of Jesus Christ on me and in my life and in my character and the way I live my life and Him changing my life. Are you listening? Why do we, don't let anybody trouble you. Are you this or are you that or do you have this? I'd be wore out just trying to keep up with all the new stuff churches are getting these days. Do you know Jesus? Has He marked your life? And you might say, Pastor, I don't know if He's marked my life. I am so glad you asked me. The imprints of the Prince. How can I know, preacher? How can I know that I have Him in my life? How can I know He's marked me? Oh, there's a beautiful passage of Scripture. Let's go look at it. Let's go right now. How can I know that I have the Prince? Back it up, Raj. How can I know that I have His imprint on my life? I glory in the cross. How can I know, man? What can others see in my life? This is huge. Here we go. How can I know? We're going to Ephesians 4. If you have your Bible, it's a great passage of Scripture. Man, all of Ephesians. We did a verse-by-verse study just back, you know, what, summer or May or something, I forget. But let's go to Ephesians 4, and let's pick out something we've seen. How can I know He's imprinted my life? How many before you became a Christian, you did this, that, or the other, or man, you were wild as all get out, or you said these things like out of your mouth and all that? But Jesus has helped change that in your life. Can I see something? That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Number one, you might want to write these down. Jesus imprints my morals. Can you help me on that? Jesus imprints my morals. Okay? He puts His mark on my morality. Ephesians 4:25, and we're going to walk through this chapter from this verse to the last verse. Here we go. Wherefore, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we're members of one another. Has Jesus Christ imprinted your morals? Or do you think you can live anyway? Lie, cheat, steal, do all this mess, and think you got Jesus marking your life? Where you at? We're not talking about rule keeping. We're talking about, has he impacted your character? Are you listening? This isn't something, you don't have to go think, do I got it? Do I got the Spirit? Let me tell you something. You know when you have the Holy Spirit, when you start doing things that you used to do, and all of a sudden you start saying, I can't do that. This is what? Wrong. Are you listening today? Do you have a conscience? Look at this. Here's the test. Here's the nail prints. Here's how you can tell if he's imprinted your morals. Here's the imprint. Pop it up. And those are your hands. See that? Those are your hands. Is there any prints in your hands? Yes or no? So who's got your life? Here's how you can tell if you've got the imprint or no print. The imprint or no print. Pop it up. Here's the imprint. Tell the truth. Be honest. Do right. Here's the no print. Lie, cheat, dodge. You listening? Say. Here's the beautiful thing. This is what Jesus does for your life. Pop it up. Integrity. Integrity. Jesus wants to save you. He loves saving crazy, wild people. He just loves that. People who have just made a mess of their life, and he loves turning them in to people of integrity. Isn't that great? Say, there's nothing like a ball coach either. You take a bunch of snotty-nosed boys who look like they can't do anything. They ain't hitting anybody on the line. They can't catch the ball. They can't do squat, nothing. You know what? But if they'll shut their mouth and listen to you, and they'll work and do what you say and work out and get stronger and stronger and listen and work together as a team, you can create some winners. It's crazy. It's wonderful. God wants to make that out of you. He wants to mark you. He wants you to be a person of integrity. He wants you to have a testimony because of him, not because of you. Are you listening today? Let's look at another one. And we're going somewhere. We're just going to go through them. We ain't going to be, here we go. Keep going. Jesus imprints my morals. He imprints my what? My moods, my attitudes. Okay? And we all got them. Verse 26 says, be ye angry and sin not. Let the sun not go down in your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. This is where the devil gets in, doesn't he? Saying your attitude and stuff. Does he get in there or what? Yeah, he lives there sometimes. Here's the imprint. How can you know if he has imprinted your moods? Hey, it's not to say things don't tick you off, but instead of going to kill somebody, you got a righteous way you deal with your anger. Amen? You have a peaceful spirit about you. This is how I know I've been imprinted. I've got a peaceful spirit. I give things to the Lord. Problems and issues and things in my life. This is how I know he's marked. I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. How do I know? Because of this stuff. Here's how you know if you ain't got the print on you. Bitter. You gonna get even. And you're self-centered. Well, look what they did to me, and look what they did to me. Can we raise our hand if somebody ever did something wrong to us in the building? Can we see it? Look around. If you're bitter, so what? We got problems too, okay? But we have the mark of Jesus on us. And we can be different. Not because it's a rule, but because he's changed our life. Amen? The imprint is this. Temperance. Self-control. I'm under the control of the Spirit now. I don't have to, when somebody makes me mad, get in my truck, go to their house, and beat the crap out of them. Excuse me. I was a minister. I've told you the story before. I was only a minister for about 3 years. And a church voted on me. I was only a minister maybe a year and a half. And they voted on me. And it was unanimous, except one person. And I found out about it. And I got in my truck. And I'm actually, I've never heard this story before. I'm driving to his house. I'm going to just beat the snot out of him. He doesn't like me anyway. What's the big deal? Here I am, a minister, but I'm telling you, I've grown in the Lord some over the years. But anyway, I'm going to the house, going to beat the snot out of him, and I'm driving down the road. I am not but a few blocks away, and God says to me, not in an audible voice, but it sure may as well be audible, you are an idiot. So I turned the truck around. I mean, I was dead serious. Little did I know, a couple of weeks later, this person would be engulfed with fire ants and be in ICU and nearly die, and his head swell up like a big old watermelon. And all I was going to do was just punch him in the mouth. Vengeance is mine. I'm not saying God did that to him. My point is this. Not me. No, I would never say that. The point is, listen. Sometimes people aren't going to like us. Amen? Sometimes people are going to be ugly to us. But do you have the mark of Jesus in your life? Can you get over things? Move on. Move forward. That's the imprint of God in your life. Amen? The Prince of Peace. He imprints my money. I thought George was on it. No, Jesus needs to be on it. Amen? Ben Franklin, no, Jesus. Is he on your money? What do I mean? Look at the scripture. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Here's the imprint, your money. How can I tell if I'm filled with the Spirit? Did I fall down the floor and laugh? And did I do all this kind of stuff? Hey, I can tell you if you're filled with the Spirit or not. I can tell if Jesus has marked your life by the way you deal with your money. Okay? Look at it. Here's the imprint. You work. You give. You share. That's the mark of Jesus on you. Amen? I'm the stingiest person on the planet. I was married for a while to my wife, and she's saying, we got a tithe. Tithe? What kind of word is that? And I'm a ministry student. She said, that's 10%. You're supposed to give 10% of your income to church. I said, you a crazy woman. She wins. And you know what? She said, let's do it for 3 months and see if we get. I said, honey, we're going to be broke. You a fool. It ain't going to work. And you know what? We tithe. And you know what? The Clark family, come to our house tonight. We're doing fine, ain't we? That was 20-something years ago. See what I mean? God making a difference in your life. Now, he'll use other people to talk to get you to, you know, get you to understand. Here's no print. Steal, take, be selfish. Can anybody do that, yes or no? Sure. Steal, take, selfish. That's not the imprint of God. Here's the imprint of the prince if you're generous. Amen? I'm generous, Lord. Because of you, not because of me. I'm stingy, but he is generous through me. Amen? I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. Don't let any man trouble me. Amen? Let's look at another print from the prince. He imprints my what? Mouth. How many in this room used to say things out of your mouth with your tongue that you know Jesus Christ has done work in your tongue and in your mouth and changed the way you talk? And look at that. Isn't that great? He imprints my mouth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or building up, that it may minister grace to the hearers. How do I know if I've got the mark of God in my life? The prince has imprinted me. The imprint is this. I encourage people. I bless people. Be positive. Are you listening? Be positive. If you are a negative person and you speak negative, 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 listen. You're not marked. You do not have the mark that God wants to have in your life. Are you listening? And the beauty of it is, he wants to change that so that you can glory in the cross and you can tell people, man, I used to say this and I used to talk this way and I used to be so nasty and negative, but because of the cross, I'll glory in the cross. He's changed my life. He's changed my mouth. Does that make sense to y'all today? Man, these are good Christmas gifts, aren't they? What a Savior we have. Here's how you know you got no print. You discourage people with your mouth, you curse with your mouth, and you're negative with your mouth. I'm not saying you're not a Christian, but you are not. You do not have the marks on you that he wants to mark you with. Are you listening? Yeah, but you don't understand my situation. We all have situations. All of us are different. Listen, listen. That's no excuse. You'll never grow in the grace of Jesus making excuses. Here's how you grow. I'm wrong. I'm stupid. I am an idiot for saying that. And you'll start to grow. Amen? Change me, Lord. Say that with me. Change me, Lord. And He'll do it. And He'll bring other people in your life like Joy to help change you. Isn't that cool? It'll work. The imprints of the Prince. The word is what? Edify. What's that mean? Build up. Not tear down. You don't hire skilled labor, construction people to tear down something. You pay a minimum wage. Give them a sledgehammer. Go at it, boys! Give them a shovel. Jesus Christ, you building up others. It takes the Master working inside you. Amen? And you can say, I bear in my body the marks of Jesus because I know me and I'm nuts. Amen? Here we go. Stop it. Jesus imprints my march. Can you say that with me? Jesus imprints my march. What do I mean? I walk to the beat of a different drummer now. He's imprinted my life. I go by a different cadence now. Amen? I'm marching in tune with Him now. He has imprinted my walk. Amen? Are you listening? He's imprinted my daily life. Verse 30, chapter 4, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Has Jesus imprinted your march? Do you walk to the beat of a different drummer now? Are you listening? Look at it. Here's the imprint. Here's the imprint. I'm real. I'm sincere. I'm holy. Not holy because of I do everything right. I'm holy because of Him. And He has my heart. My march has been affected. He's imprinted my walk. Here's how you know if you ain't got no imprint. I'm phony. Phony. Insincere. Unholy. He hasn't printed my life at all. And you got to get to the place, friend, where you admit that. Amen? You've got to get to the place where you admit that maybe you've been going to church your whole life. You've got to get to the place where you say, you know what? I'm a fraud. I'm a fake. I don't have a real relationship with Jesus Christ, and I don't care what anybody thinks about me. Let no man trouble me because I don't give a rip. I'm going to get to that cross, and I'm going to glory in the cross. I don't care what they think of me or what position I held in the church. Are you listening? Here's what He's done. Look. He's imprinted my heart. Amen? He's got His mark on my heart. This is how I know I belong to Him. Keep looking. The last one is this, and we're almost done, but don't leave because we've got big flowing graphics at the end. Here we go. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Let all bitterness, He imprints my what? Help me now one more time. He imprints my manners. That's the way we say it in the South. Mind your manners. Good manners. We were taught good manners. That's the way I was taught by a drunk woman. Told me to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, thank you. It impacts our manners, okay? Jesus should impact your manners and imprint your manners. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Has that mark on you? Has He impacted your manners? The other day, our men went down to the Old Village Diner under the oak tree on Dearborn Street. How many fellows were there? Can I see your hands? We were there, weren't we? After I got done, I asked the lady about the tip, the owner. I went to her. Oh, I knew we'd give him some good money for the tip. This is important. And I said, how did we do today with the tip? She says, oh, my gosh. Those are good words. Oh, my gosh. And she said, you people are the kindest people. Generous, sweet. And then she made this statement. I said, well, that's the way we're supposed to be, right? And she made this statement. She said, the meanest people that we deal with every week come to eat on Sunday after it's true? Hey, listen to me. I hope if you're a waitress in town, get word out to the other waitresses. If you're in fellowship church and you go somewhere after lunch and somebody doesn't get your order just right and you snap at them and you're mean as a snake, I hope we find out about it. You ought not do that. You listening? Say, you could live in a third world country and eat a cup of rice all day. Amen? You have a chance to have your manners glorify God. Get mad when you leave and kick something outside the building if you have to. Okay? But listen, be kind to people. All right? Let's look. Imprint. I'm kind. Tender-hearted. Forgiving. Is that a mark on your life? Yes or no? Or you mean in a snake? Look at this one. Here's no print. Mean. Mean. You're just mean. How can I be so vocal about this? Because that's me. It's no trouble for me to be mean. Is it, baby doll? I can be the meanest person in Inglewood. But I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. See? So I cannot do that. Why? What will they think of me? You're the preacher at fellowship. No, I'm his son. I'm his child. And I'm sick of that. I don't want to be that way anymore. I want to be different. I want to be changed. I want him in my life. Cold-hearted. Malicious. That's using your mouth to put people down and to cut people and say evil things about people. If people start talking about other people, cut them off and say, I'm not going to listen to it. Why? Because I can't. I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. Sorry. Can't do it. Amen? Here's the print from the prince. Here it is. Say that with me. Goodness. Okay? Now we're done with the message. I know it went along, but it's Christmas. Here we go. From henceforth, say that with me. Let no man trouble me. Come on. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Isn't that good? Do you bear that? Do you bear the imprints of the Prince? Has he marked you? That is the coolest thing. But no, I mean, do you fall down the floor and laugh? And do you cluck like a chicken? And do you say all kinds of things? Let me ask you something. Listen to me. You put that against that list any day of the week. You listening to me? That list will change your world. That list will change your world. It'll change the world you live in. It'll change the work environment you live in. It'll change the community you live in. Okay? I really don't care if you fall down. That doesn't bother me a bit. It does bother me if you're a person of integrity, kindness, goodness, temperance. By the way, I think that's what being filled with the Spirit is. The fruits of the Spirit, help me, are love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, temperance, patience, meekness, and a bunch of that stuff. I think I missed a couple. Sounds the same thing. Here we go. Don't leave me. Hang on. He marks my what? Morals. He marks my, now don't look at the screen. Here we go. He marks my what? Moods. He imprints my, not George, Jesus. Amen? He's marked my what? My mouth. He's marked my march, my walk. He has marked my manners. Paul said it this way, I will glory in the cross. Circumcision doesn't matter. Uncircumcision doesn't matter. I am a new creature. Okay? So let every man live by this rule, that rule right there. Let no man trouble me. Okay? I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. Pop it up, Raj. I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. Okay? That's what Christmas is all about, my friend, right there. Pop it up, Raj. That's what Christmas is all about right there. Amen? That's what it's all about. He gave us these wonderful gifts, amen, to change our life. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good to me. And look, don't ever forget, who's the star? Is it you? Say, who's the star? Come on, one more time. Who's the star? He's the star, baby. And out of him flows all of this good stuff. Matthew 5:16. No wonder Jesus told them this. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify your Father which is in heaven." So I tell you this week, my friend, let your light shine. Jesus Christ is Christmas. And I say take it back, maybe. Go get it. Take it back. That's who it belongs to. Your life has changed because of Him. So let your light so shine for Him. And we're almost done. I know we're fixing to anyway. Do you have the imprints of the Prince? That's my question to you. Do you have the imprints of the Prince? I hope that you do. Amen.